Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of TDZ colon the Daddy Zone.
Daddy Zone.
He's back, baby.
Daddy's home.
Daddy's home three, the Daddy Zone.
Daddy's home three, the Daddy Zone.
Oh, green light it. He's fucking back.
Thank you, you guys. Thank you. This is something else to be back in the warm digital embrace of all the listeners. But yeah, I don't even know what to say. Like, I have so much to say that I don't know where to start.
Yeah, and we also already recorded your first episode back that comes out tomorrow. So
it's
like
terrible. It's awful.
It's so bad, you guys. It's a fucking mess.
I've We're never crying blanked so time. Hard on like you going, and Miles, what do you think about that? And I'm like, about what?
What?
What? About you being a dad. Oh, yeah, dude. That fool has blowouts sometimes. I'm like, what?
I mean, that was the first thing I brought up with you was the poops.
The blowouts, like I said, they are very real.
That's how I communicate with other dads.
Just shout out.
Poops, am I right?
Just shout out to all the medical professionals along the way. You realize how much a good hospital can do for you when you have a very, very long labor and delivery.
It was quite
eventful, I will say, but everybody's doing well.
The baby is beautiful. I keep using that phrase. I'm sorry if it's creepy.
I'm jealous.
But you're
I'm jealous. Yeah. I keep telling Her Majesty, I'm like,
it is a beautiful blend. But I can see
so
how it makes you jealous, because really look
the
a
hair.
Lot like you with hair. Yeah.
So
with just
I mean
a great
I had a full head
of hair.
I came out with a full head when I was born, but damn, this young lad is doing it. Shout out the Geist Child.
The Geist Child. I love it. There's gotta be some great Christmas, like medieval Christmas hymn, Geist Child songs coming our way. All right, you ready to get back into the fucking news?
Yeah.
Baby?
Yeah. What else? What's going on?
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
So as you know, as you may have heard, mm-hmm. Trump is trying to get handcuffed so he can look tough.
Mm. Hey, don't kink shame. You know, that might be his thing.
Yeah.
He's like, I think it'd be really cool if you cuffed me.
And then, so we talked about how these AI images that were generated of him were very flattering. A bunch of AI images of him being arrested were circulated on Twitter, and people were like, Twitter's trying to, you know, make it seem like Trump's under arrest, and I was like, they make him look better than, like, he looks wild athletic compared to what he really, like, this man is just standing on locked knees at all times, just trying to, like, kind of stilt his way around. And, you know, in some of these images, he's just, he looks like a, you know, running back.
He's like, he looks like Jerome Bettis, like just trying to blow it up. Like, he's like, get the fuck out of my way, head down, Mike Allstott got nothing on me. I think it's just jarring to see any amount of motion blur on a Trump photo.
Yeah, they should have turned the motion blur
off. Know what I mean? It's I'm saying in that sense, you're like, he ain't dynamic like that. Like, to your point, he's like rigid and fixed in all his photos. So I'm sure he's loving that because he's like, well, look at that. I've got four legs in that picture.
I mean,
take on three cops.
Exactly. Have the most legs of anybody who's ever been arrested. The whole thing has felt like it's part of, you know, a plan by him to get attention, to play into the persecution complex of him and his supporters. We talk a little bit on tomorrow's episode about how he's raising money off of it. But those images,
Boku bucks, you may even say, which we'll also touch on.
This is just a trailer for tomorrow's episode.
Yeah.
I don't know if he got the idea looking at those same images and he was like, oh, this like kind of frees me up to explore the studio space of what it would be like to kneel, for instance, because now he's circulating images or at least a image of himself kneeling in prayer in a manner that is absolutely physiologically impossible for him based
on this is an AI. This is like just he found some AI art.
And was like, yeah, print it. So I don't know. If he found the AI art or if he has like people working for him generating this shit, but this all feels like he's getting exactly what he wants.
Yeah. I mean, it's a weird one for him because like I get that he's trying to make a martyr of himself, but like the January 6th stuff, you understand there's just a little more emotional weight and momentum to that. Like you can get people to be like, they're stealing your country, you know,
sure,
and get people invested. But right now he's like, they're not letting me get away with paying hundreds of thousands of dollars to someone I had an extramarital affair with and hit me. Save me. Yeah. That one, not many people can relate to that shit. So I guess maybe this is how he helps add the drama to it. But again, like you said, the most it's done is really just gotten people to empty their pockets rather than show up in physical space. Which is also shocking.
He hit the caps lock key and threw it away. Pried it off of his keyboard because that's the level we're at.
What do you think the next AI image is going to be of Trump that he posts? Is it going to be dunking. Something so... Yeah, I was going to say dunking on Robert Mueller. Like,
yeah, the FBI is all crowded around him and he just explodes from the pack and dunks.
About that in the 2000 Olympics, Team USA versus Team France, when I jumped over that motherfucker, dunked on him. And you're like, this right over Robert Mueller. I'm like, that's Vince Carter. Okay.
All right, Afro Man is back. And woof. He got raided by police a while back on some bullshit charges.
Yep.
And they found nothing at his home.
Yeah.
Free Afro.
He was never charged with a crime. And he had all of these like these raids captured on his own home security system. And guess what he did? He made two music videos out of like the bumbling sheriffs being like, where's the fucking shit? Not finding a damn thing and looking stupid. A track called Lemon Pound Cake. And another one is called, Will You Help Repair My Door? Because they kicked his door in. And because of that, the officers are now filing a lawsuit against him for using that footage because they have faced, quote, embarrassment, ridicule, and humiliation and a loss of reputation.
Oh, my God.
Y'all are police. You had no reputation. Like, loss of reputation comes with that badge. So miss me with that part. But they've truly tried to turn this into they are the fucking victims here. And I'd imagine that, you know, like, I know there's like a lot of talk about like, well, when can you film the police or not? But my understanding is like when you're filming within your own home
and they're bursting through your door,
that's I think that's okay. So anyway, these cops are really going all in and they're just trying to say like, I don't know what I'm gonna do. They said they used their personas without authorization and violated their right to privacy.
they're blown up on TikTok, some of those cops. So, I mean, that's a material damage to their careers, their personas. Fuck out of here. Like, if anything, you're trying to go undercover. You don't want a persona.
Right.
They're just so consistently bad at their jobs. Just always, like, they heard because I got high and, like, put together a massive, like, investigation. Like, how are they so bad all the time?
The funniest part to me, too, is, like, in their criminal, like, or their complaint against him, they're, like, they put him on Facebook, Snapchat, and TikTok, and spelled it TikTok. Like, they didn't even know how to spell TikTok, the app.
Nice.
So good luck with that.
In this damn inflation news, the $1 New York pizza slice is no more. We talked that it was going away, but the last pizzeria offering $1 slices is
Two Bros Pizza. It is no more. You can kiss that fucking goodbye, and you can tell your kids, Jack, now you could be like, hey, I remember Dad used to get these dollar slices in New York. And they're like, what are you talking about? You mean $6 slices? Like, no, they were $1 back then. But yeah, they've raised the price to $1.50. Yeah. So, you know, a dollar slice was just, it felt like that feels like a human right.
Yeah.
You know, or like a constitutional right that, like, you should be able to get a dollar slice.
Where were you on that one, Biden? Come on, man.
Where were you? Instead, you're rah-rahing Obamacare today. But yeah, talk about the death of the dollar slice. You know, I think they look at just, they're saying, you know, it's inflation, like fucking everything. Yeah. It costs too much
in this plus economy, labor, a dollar plus slice.
labor, you know,
which we can't even afford because nobody wants to work anymore.
Exactly. We can't even get people to work for dollar slices.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
And we're back. We talked about the Gwyneth Paltrow suit on yesterday's episode, but Miles, you said you side with Gwyneth, right? You're like, she should be able to ski however she wants.
Look, my whole skiing philosophy can be summed up by the Ludacris song, Move, yeah, Bitch, absolutely. Get out the way. You know, because I don't know what I'm
elderly
doing.
Elderly radiologist, get out,
get
the,
out
way.
The way. I'll crack your ribs and KO you. No, the funny thing was just sort of like his attorneys were saying, he's like, he can't even enjoy wine like he used to. It was like one of the things that he's been going through. And I was like, ah, oh, that's fucked up. But I mean, apparently, like, you know, he broke his ribs and got knocked the fuck out from that impact. And it's just interesting to see, like, there's just, I just want to read this one part. Did you talk about this opening statements part?
I don't think we read the opening
statement. The opening statement, the guy said, before this crash, Terry was a charming, outgoing, gregarious person. After the crash, he's no longer charming. I mean, like, I'm not saying, yo, getting in a fucked up, having a real head injury and shit like that, I get that. But it's just funny the way that they're wording it, like what this jury must look like. And then they go on, like, they had a radiologist say that he had like the typical hallmarks of a brain injury. And he just, apparently the biggest thing is it's hindered his ability to taste wine.
Damn.
Among other serious conditions, but yeah.
With like a jury in, you know, where there's like a giant ski town, I feel like that they will.
Yeah, because
like,
it's in Park City, right? I think, yeah. He knows not the coziness of his Ugg boots.
He's no longer charming is such a wild claim to
which
make.
I feel like,
look at him, Your Honor.
Look at
him.
Look at this fool. He ain't charming.
You don't want to hang with this guy. This guy's no longer a good hang.
I'm sorry, to quote the I think you should leave focus group sketch, Stinky is what I think he is now. He lost it. But again, I'm sure it's just weird. It's like, I've also just seen her on like her phone in court. And I'm like, yeah, keep bringing that Gwyneth energy.
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait till she takes the stand.
The photo, I'm so glad they allowed cameras inside this courtroom because the photos of her barely tolerating this bullshit are exactly what we need.
Right.
The Weeknd was named the most popular artist by Guinness.
Yeah. I was like, I saw that headline and I was like, wait, what the fuck you mean? But I guess he set two new world records. Which was when he had 111 million like listeners on Spotify, monthly listeners on Spotify. And then he became the first artist to reach 100 million monthly listeners. I guess I'm like, what are we saying? He's the most popular artist in the world right now. Because it's weird. That metric is just a little, it leaves out like, and I'm imagining everything. Like 95% of the earth.
Yeah.
If you're just going by like people who use Spotify. But
that's weird.
I don't know. I'm like, I got nothing against Apple. You know what I mean? I love the early work. But it's just interesting to just be like, yeah, based on these Spotify numbers, and I get that Guinness, like you can get a Guinness record for anything. But my first thing was like, huh, that doesn't quite feel like it, but I get the metrics you're using. So
yeah, there's a story actually about his HBO show that's pretty, I think he's going to get a lot less popular after that HBO show comes out, if it does.
Oh, really?
We'll get into the details in a future ep. So speaking of potentially problematic shit on the horizon, so a couple weeks back they mentioned that Quentin Tarantino has the idea for his 10th and final movie. Apparently it's going to be called The Movie Critic, and it's set in the late 1970s LA with a female lead at its center. First of all, I don't know that I believe he's going to stop at 10. It's never happened before.
If you've even been to like, I remember once I was at a Q&A for, I think it was like Kill Bill Volume 2 or something. Like he did one at the Arclight. The amount this fool talked, like, we're not getting out of here. This fool just wants to hear his own motherfucking voice. Yeah. So like retiring? No. Yeah. But okay, so let's pretend that he was really going to make good on this promise. 10 and I'm out. Yeah. We're back in LA in the 70s.
Yeah, back in LA, back in the 70s. People think it might be about legendary film critic Pauline Kael, who he specifically credits with creating his, or helping him create his aesthetic. Like one of her reviews of Jean-Luc Godard's Band of Outsiders was like helped crystallize like what he wanted to do in film. She's like, you know, one of the most influential film critics of all time. And So there was a point in her career where she came out to Hollywood to be a film executive with Warren Beatty. Warren Beatty brought her out and it didn't go well. The first project Paramount was working on with her was a movie with director James Toback, who you might know as like a canceled predator.
Yeah. Serial predator. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And he immediately like insisted she be fired. There's also like, I don't know. It feels like there's just going to be a lot of bad, like she ended up getting screwed over by Paramount's Don Simpson, who decided on principle to block whatever Pauline proposed. Don Simpson was a just prodigious coke fiend who, like, despite his self-destructiveness, kept failing upwards. And after he screwed her over, he was fired from being president of production at Paramount because he fell asleep in his soup, like during a meeting in the cafeteria, like literally just passed out. So he was fired and then handed a producer's deal and given a new office. And then, you know, did a bunch of wild shit, including make, I think, Top Gun.
And didn't he like die before like The Rock came out too or something?
Yeah, he was.
And I remember like, that was like a producers big like, in of The Rock and
died of a coke overdose. But during the making of Top Gun, he holed up with armed guards and an Uzi because he had crossed mobsters in Vegas after he assaulted the niece of a boss. So just like I can see where this could be interesting, but also like Tarantino's not always the best when it comes to
especially something as like we already talk about like the weird like Tarantino gaze of his films and like just how like he's put like Uma Thurman through a bunch of shit, like being like, yeah, hurt yourself to do this stunt. And now it's like, yeah, this guy, we expect him to handle a story about this person entering the entertainment industry just to get crushed by these like dudes. Like, is that how he's going to tell it? Or
we,
it's going to be
some... We don't know, you know, and we don't even necessarily know that it's about her specifically thing, right, or if it'll be like a fictionalized account. But just like he famously copped to knowing about Harvey Weinstein's crimes before they came out. And like earlier in his career defended Roman Polanski claiming, I don't believe it's rape. Which he later apologized for, but
okay. Well, yeah, you know,
so maybe this isn't our guy for this story.
The thing is, I feel like he can stop now.
Yeah,
there's not a single thing I'm like.
Nine is a great number. You
yeah,
know?
As in nine. No,
nine.
No more, please. No right. more. Just fucking drink your Cadillac margaritas and, you know, fucking just watch your favorite VHS tapes over and over in your mansion. Yeah. Okay,
leave. Fuck off to space. I thought there was like. He was going to do a Star Trek movie at some point. Maybe that would be a better.
What do you think? And then he's going to be like, I said, 10 directing my own ideas. Now I do whatever now.
Now I
do the next season of Picard. You guys are going to love it.
That's right. All right. Those are some of the things that are trending on this Thursday, March 23rd. Back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show.
Yeah.
Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves.
Yes.
Get the vaccine.
Yeah.
Don't do nothing about white supremacy. Mm-mm. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye. Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.